Hello, family. Welcome back to the Jen Gottlieb Show. I am so excited about today's episode because I have my bestie, Lori Harder, on the show today. And we talked all about her massive pivot. We talked about a company that she created that did not turn out the way that she wanted, to say the least, but turned into the most amazing success after failure. Lori is an incredible entrepreneur. She's a best-selling author of the book, A Tribe Called Bliss. She is also the podcast host of the top podcast, Earn Your Happy. And now she is the founder of Glow, a skincare you can drink. And when you listen to the episode, you will find out how you can try the new product. I'm also an investor in Glossy, a proud investor, and I am so excited for you to listen to this episode. It gets really real. So please strap in, put those headphones on, or go for a walk, and enjoy this episode with my best friend, my sister, Lori Harder.
Welcome to the Jen Gottlieb Show.
Hello, podcast family. Welcome back. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to give you a quick heads up about something super exciting that I want to invite you to. Our next event, Build Your Brand Live, is happening on May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Atlanta. Build Your Brand Live is going to be epic this year. We have some of the greatest speakers in the world, including Jamie Kern Lima, Trent Shelton, Jesse Itzler, myself, Chris Winfield, my amazing husband, and we're going to be teaching you everything you need to know to build a profitable brand online. So if you're building a brand, building a business, creating content, you definitely want to be there. And if you're just curious about where to start when it comes to being seen and building a brand online, you definitely want to be in this room with 500 other amazing people to connect with, network with, and have a hell of a lot of fun with. So don't hesitate. The link is in the show notes where you can get your ticket today. I hope to see you there. And now, here's the episode.
Lori, Jen.
Okay, can we just have a moment? We're sitting here right now on the day that Glossy releases into the world. Like, you can buy this today, the day we're recording.
You can actually buy it.
And when people are listening to this, they can actually buy it. And the reason that this is such a big deal is because this is a longer time coming than most people know.
Yes. Like 4 years in the making.
And I feel like before you even knew it was a thing, it was way longer than 4 years in the making. Mm-hmm. But I want you to take us back to, I'm not going to go back to the entirely of the beginning, because many people have listened to, just go listen to the Earn Your Happy podcast, Lori's amazing podcast, where I was on it. And then also another episode on the I Dare You podcast with me, where you can hear Lori's backstory. So I want to go not all the way back, but I want to go back to when you decided to create the company that led to Glossy, which was called Light Pink. Mm-hmm. And many people listening might not know that this company, Glossy, that's a successful company that's like out in the world now, that's doing its thing, and we'll talk about that later, was born out of maybe a failure, something that didn't work. So take us back to when you decided to build that first company, Light Pink.
Okay. And I think you're going to resonate with this because you just launched a book. And so that launching a book or launching something big, so anyone who has not launched a book, it's kind of like if you have this checklist of something that you want to do that's really big in your life and you just do it, you feel very different on the other side. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm taking you back to 2017 when I had written a book, and that was kind of the top thing on my dream bucket list to do. And I realized I never dreamt past that because, like, I'm from a really small town. I, you know, was raised in a more restrictive religion, so it took a small town and it made it even smaller. I couldn't associate with anyone outside of my, like, 100-person congregation. So I didn't have a whole lot of perspective outside of that world. And so for me, even just the thought of, you know, and I was homeschooled through high school, didn't graduate high school. So I had set these big goals later on in life of like, okay, I would love to compete in a fitness competition. And we did that. And then it was, I would love to be on a fitness magazine cover. Okay, well, that took a lot longer than I had planned for 4 years of competing, but we ended up doing that. And then I was like, oh my God, maybe I could be a speaker. Maybe I could write a book. And fast forward, what took like 6 to 8 more years, I end up doing it. I never thought past that, though. It was like, because I never even thought I would be doing those things. So 2017, after I write the book, I tour it So I take it on tour to like 4 or 5 different cities.
Name of the book, so people are just curious if they want to go get it.
Name of the book is A Tribe Called Bliss. It's about breaking through superficial connections and friendships and going deeper. And then I tour the book again at the end of that year. Because I'm like, wait, I put so much work into this book. We're not going to just like launch and let this go. We're going to do a whole year of launching. So I do that for a year. It's amazing. I love it. But I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. I am like so burnt out. At this time, I'm doing events and we're doing a lot of courses. And you know, when you are constantly launching, I just felt like I was always launching something. And I didn't know if that's what I wanted to do anymore. So we tour the book and I'm like, what do you do next after this? And logically, it looked like all of my friends or mentors who were doing what I was doing, you just write more books and you do more courses. Mm-hmm. Except I wasn't feeling necessarily or fulfilled by those things anymore. And it didn't mean that I didn't, you know, I couldn't find fulfillment in them and be like, okay, can you just dig a little deeper and go back and find fulfillment? Yes, but I think we know when our soul is calling us to a little bit more. I was starting to get that old restless feeling. And for anybody listening, it's that feeling where it's like at 2 a.m. you're waking up and you're like, oh, I feel like there's something more. Oh, I feel like there's something bigger for me. Oh, I'm starting to get really interested in these other business books. I'm starting to get interested in these other business podcasts. I'm starting to follow these other female founders like who have started these other businesses. And it's I'm feeling that fire again that I didn't know that I could feel again, like that, you know, igniting where you get really excited about, oh, what could this look like? Except looking at my past, oh, I'm not somebody who could start a company. I'm not somebody who's educated enough to do that. I don't have that background. I don't have that circle of friends yet. I don't have that circle of mentors. But if I had learned one thing, it was I can figure it out. Because I didn't have any of that stuff for the fitness world. I didn't have any of that stuff when I decided to write a book. I didn't have any of that stuff when I decided to run events. So there was this little bug that was like crazy enough that was like, could I do this? Could I actually start a company?
Did you know what this is like yet? Mm. Did you know when you were like, I want to start something? Did you know that it was a beverage company? Did you know that it was a product? Did you know? Or you were just like, I think I want to be a founder and I want to create a company that's different. What did you know? Because I think a lot of people are listening and they're like, oh, I know I want to do something. Yeah. But I don't know what it is yet.
I didn't totally know what it was at the time. So I gave myself 1 year after I wrote the book. And I was like, okay, I'm giving myself a year to just figure out what is next. And knowing me, I wanted to just jump into something. I was like, no, like give yourself a year. I asked this question over and over every single day. You know, Chris and I walk every single day because we have 2 dogs, Bananas and Bonkers, Sheba Doodles. They like demand exercise at all times. And so they were getting us out on these walks. And every day on these walks, I would ask, if I had all the money, all the time, and all the network in the world, what would I be doing?
Slow it down and tell me that again, because I need this right now. And okay. I know a lot of people do. What is the question you ask yourself on the walks?
If I had all the time, all the money, and all the right network for whatever I wanted to do, within my grasp, what would I be doing? And the reason that I started asking that is because whenever we ask what we want to do next, we ask the question from our current skill set and our current circle. And so that is really limiting because you're only going to get an answer that feels possible from within your scope of reality right now.
So true.
And you will always be able to go and create the network and get into the groups that you need to and find the mentors. You can always learn how to raise money. I actually didn't think that was possible for me. And let me tell you, if I can do it, someone who did not graduate high school and thinks they're terrible with math, if I can learn how to raise money and do it well, trust me, you can do too. You're going to have help along the way. Like, what you don't know is that you just have to be the person who's really good at surrounding yourself with the people who can do what you can. Mm-hmm. And this has been the key for me, literally in everything. So at that time, I did not know. I was just asking myself this question. Let me tell you, there were so many different things that came up, which is just crazy. Like, Jen, I almost had this, like, mind you, this is before COVID.
Yeah.
So we're walking. We live on this cute little street. I think you remember in Santa Monica, it was called Montana Avenue. It has all these cute shops. And I loved events and I loved, you know, getting women together. And I loved like dressing up. And I was like, what if I do this like pop-up restaurant that's only open on Sundays? And I call it brunch. And it's like a networking thing. We all get super dressed up. Like, that one stuck with me for a while because it felt so fun. COVID hit and I'm like, Cade,
never mind.
So glad I didn't do like a brick and mortar or base it off of just events. But all of a sudden on this walk, I'm thinking, I am such a consumer of I'm such a consumer, period. Let's put a period right there. But then I also am a massive beverage person. Like, if you could ask my husband one thing about me, like something quirky, is like she'll have four beverages at all times. Like, I'll go into different stores and be like, I'll be back. I'm going to go check like what's new in the beverage section. And so this was also a time where, you know, I have a health and fitness background. I was in fitness and I love connecting with people. I love a glass of wine, except I don't always love how I feel even after one glass. So I was like, we're always networking with people and there's always cocktails there. What if we could do something that was lighter, but also on the back of the can? So like if it was like a wine spritz, but we also did like a non-alcoholic rosé because there's not a good one out there. And I thought, what if we could do something lighter and put these three questions on the back of the can that I know would work because I've been doing events now for 9 years using these different series of questions that I know connects people or gets them an answer that they need. Mm-hmm. What if we put those three on the back of the can? And it was like a female founded company and we were the sponsors of all these different events. And this one felt really good to me. It felt like it took my book, and even though like the concept of my book, even though the book did well, it didn't really hit the mainstream women that I wanted. And why I say that is because I just moved to LA from the Midwest, you know, not at this time, but like 3 or 4 years prior to this. And I was constantly going to all these networking events and honestly, they sucked. Like, I would leave feeling empty and maybe a little hungover, and we weren't asking each other good questions. And
I know, like, some of the questions you were asking each other.
Yeah. And they're terrible. And you're just like, this is so obnoxious. And so I'm like, oh my God. The question I was asking myself is, how fast can I leave? So I was like, what if they like just accidentally turn this can over and ask a better question? Like, we could actually open up everything that we've ever wanted. So one of the reasons too that I wanted to raise money for it was because, instead of just like starting really small and bootstrapping, was because I wanted to also invite women into the conversation of investing, because none of my friends at the time, like zero of my girlfriends, were talking about what it looked like to invest or raise money. Mm-hmm. And I went to a dinner with my husband that he had invited me to. He's starting to like talk about, you know, these friends that he has who, he's saying this one guy who exited his company for $300 million and this other guy who just sold it for $100 million. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, how does one even start getting in that conversation? And he's like, well, come to dinner with us. Like, you can meet all of these incredible people. They're starting these other companies. You can sit and listen, ask questions. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And I'm going to ask questions when I don't understand what they're saying. And just like, let it be okay that I'm the girl at the table asking all these questions. So I'm sitting there listening to these guys and they're so amazing. They're answering all of my questions. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is not happening in my girlfriend conversations.
Right.
We are not talking about raising money or helping each other or like, how big can we go? Or what does this look like? None of it. It was like the most expansive conversation I got to sit in at of my lifetime. And so you have that moment where you're like, oh, we need this. Who's going to do it? Crap. I think it's got to be me because nobody else was doing it.
Full body chills.
And so that was the origination of saying, okay, I think I'm going to run with this company. And I think it's going to be the a light wine seltzer with the questions on the back of the can. This is when seltzers were starting to blow up, but nobody was doing a wine base for shipping as well. So you could ship wine. And so I was like, okay, we're going to do it this way. We're going to have this great non-alcoholic. We're going to run with it. So put together this deck with the help of a lot of different people. We do this amazing photo shoot, which is so important when you are trying to raise money to tell the story and tell it visually as well. So that's one thing we did really well right away, which I see a lot of people not do well, is it's all about the story. And can they visually grasp what you're trying to do? And I think that that is a huge reason why we got to have so many incredible women investors, is they could see it. They could understand it. They could see how it would fit into their lives and into their communities. So fast forward.
Did you know anything about alcohol companies before you did this?
No, that is one thing. We'll go back to this, but that was a really, really big lesson that I learned.
Okay.
Is to really check out all of the ins and outs of the company that you want, because anything that has a lot of legal or a lot of laws, like, you're already starting from way behind. And then also, how much is your shipping going to cost you? And then also, how much are your margins within that area?
So when you decided to make this deck and do this photo shoot, and you have this amazing, beautiful brand and the name and everything, you were like, this is the story, this is the vision, this is what it looks like. I know we're going to go with it. But you didn't really look at, like, oh, it's an alcohol company and these are the laws and this is the shipping and this is, you were, okay.
Right. Yep. I just had evidence that a couple other women who were, even one was around my age, was doing it.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So I ran with it. And we're about, I think we're about $1 million in when COVID hits. And I remember I was sitting with someone that we both know who's, like, a really, like, incredible female, like, investor, exits companies. And she says to me, she's like, you better get that next million in, like, the next month. I'm like, well, it took me a year to raise this other million. And I needed to get to two, because this is a very alcohol and beverage and food is also, like, you need a lot of money to start it. It's going to be really cash intensive. So even $2 million wasn't a lot to raise at all for this particular thing. So I'm like, oh my God, what do you mean? Like, am I ever going to be able to raise this? She's like, after this month hits, like, with COVID and everything, I don't think you're going to be able to raise this money. So instead of going, oh my God, things are hard, I just doubled down and ended up finishing that, the next $2 million. I think it took me, like, another 8 months, but we still did it. So I spent a good year and a half to almost 2 years fundraising while we started the company in that second year. Like, we started getting things together. And but that was also super challenging because it was during COVID. And so we're off to the races, but all of a sudden COVID's here. We are moving really slow. These companies that I'm hiring, or these teams that I'm hiring, are telling me they're doing the work, and they kind of are, but everybody is scared. So they also just want to get the paycheck. And I don't know if they're really doing the work, or if this, you know, these different things are true or not, or if these, you know, co-packers and manufacturers and warehouses, like, what's happening? Everything is stalled. We're not getting the answers that we need. We're not able to, like, ever get this to the places that we need to get it launched. And so what happens in the middle of all of this is I end up talking to this woman, like, this, like, angel. I'm telling you, this will just, like, come on your journey if you don't give up. It will happen left and right for you, and you have to trust it. But you also have to be really open and aware of there's going to be all of these messages that are going to come to you on your journey. And you have to decide, is this for me? Or is this something that's, like, feeding my fear? Or is this trying to tell me to go to a different direction? Like, this was so confusing for me. So she comes to me, and she is an industry expert. Like, can't even say who this woman is, because she is that much of an expert. Like,
in the beverage industry.
In the beverage alcohol industry. And she says to me, she's like, you know, I just wanted to connect with you because I don't want to see you fail. I'm like, oh God. Like, I wasn't prepared to hear that at that point. And she's like, you either need to go and raise $10 million more dollars and get, like, some serious experts in, and maybe even then you might have a little bit of a fighting chance. But at this point, I think, like, you need celebrity or you need this or that. And I'm like, oh God, it was just so overwhelming to hear this. And she also said, or you could pivot. She's like, I think you're great. I think you're so talented. And, like, look at your skill set of, like, of supplements and fitness and all of this background that you've had, that you've done this whole time. She's like, you could also do something that you're really good at, or, like, you know,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I could pivot into something that
was not even a thought.
I wasn't even a thought.
You're listening to The Jen Gottlieb Show.
Did you feel in your heart at that point in time that maybe Light Pink wasn't going to make it? Or were you still fighting for it, like you believed in it?
Well, the weird thing is I was like, why would God give me this clear, clear vision? And I mean, when I get like visions and feelings, they are so clear. Like the first vision of this, which is so crazy. I didn't see when I first got the vision. I have chills right now because I'm piecing this together. I didn't see, like, oh, they're all drinking this, like, rosé connecting. I just saw women together supporting something, so excited about, like, being a part of a company and an investment and, like, bringing it to a finish line and being able to have that moment. That's all I saw. So looking back, I was questioning, why would you give me this vision? Well, because the vision was the vision, and that's still the vision, but it wasn't necessarily because it's attached to these cans. And so during that time, I was like, why would I be given this if I wasn't supposed to fulfill it? Because everything else in my life, I've had proof that if I follow this feeling, it becomes very successful. And I was just piecing this together, and I'm like, am I foolish to have followed that feeling? So now I'm feeling really dumb. I'm like, oh, like there's this point where you know, you can get by on these dreams and these feelings and these gut hits and intuition. But maybe now that I'm in the big business world, I just was really foolish and dumb. Like, this isn't how it works anymore. And so that's where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe that I had all of these women like, you know, have faith in me and rely on me and give me their money. And here I am like relying a gut feeling and a vision. And so that was kind of the beginning of a short period of time, thank God, which actually felt really long at the moment. It was like 6 to 8 months where I was in a very deep, dark, depressing place because I cannot see how I'm supposed to bring this to the finish line. I have no idea how. I don't understand it. I don't know who's going to come in. Like, I kept on getting these moments of, oh my God, this person can help. And oh, we just got this great thing. And then it would all come to a wall. Like, it never would come to fruition. It would never work out. We would be about to even like sign a contract with someone who could help, and it would all crumble apart. Like, nothing was working. And so I got to this place where I was like, no, we're going to make this work. This other girl's making this work. How is she doing it? And then all of a sudden, a few months go by where it's just like starting to get really clear. There's some things happening, and I'll tell you what happened where it was like, oh, we can't go on anymore. So one of the things was for our licensing, the alcohol industry for licensing wants you to have all of your investors give their social security number. So, okay, great. That was like a nightmare trying to collect 54 women who are like, why are we doing this? I don't like this. I already gave you all my information. I don't like that they're going to have this. Does this hold me responsible? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting all of this gray area from them. And they're like, no, they won't be held responsible. But I suppose if they did this, I'm like, I don't like this answer. This is a really bad answer. And then we overcome that hurdle. And at the same time, they're like, okay, well, now we need them all to go get fingerprinted. And I'm like, I have celebrities in this round and people who are just like, they're never going to do this. And so that was my moment of, they're never going to do this. This is way too much. I don't know what this means. Why do they need to do this? They cannot be held responsible for anything in this company. And I am not willing to even go there. And so it was that day that I was like, we're done. Like, we're not doing this anymore. And I couldn't actually believe my mouth was saying those words. Have you ever had a moment like that in your life? And so that night, I get this like clear voice that comes through. And I don't know if you are like this or anybody listening, but we either can sometimes like see visions. We have feelings of like, oh, I should go to that thing or mm-hmm. do this thing. Or mm-hmm. you can just hear it. For me, I've been very visual, but also I'll get it auditory sometimes. And that night I was up, of course, like I was every single night in the middle of the night going, what on earth, like, am I doing? And I heard this voice come through and it just said, turn the Titanic. And I was like, okay. And I knew what that meant in that moment. And I just saw this vision of, if I'm the captain of the Titanic, they all boarded the ship, not because of the destination. Like, they wanted to be on the ship. They wanted the party. They wanted the experience. And if I'm the only one who sees the iceberg, am I going to just like be like, oh, sorry. Yeah, we were headed there. I saw it. My bad. Like, you said you wanted this experience to this destination and we're going there no matter what. But like, okay, we're going to like sink the ship in honor of getting you to this destination. Or I could say, oh, that is just like, the vision, the ship is the vision. We can turn it. We can go to another destination. It doesn't matter. It's like the same exact experience. And it was the most clear moment to me ever. I was like, we're just turning the ship. It's the exact same thing. Nothing is different.
Oh my God.
We have a better vehicle now.
Did you know which way to turn in that moment?
I started to. Yes.
You did.
I had an idea. I have chills because for Light Pink, I was seeing that we like had, I was like, we lost all our margins because during the pandemic, shipping went up, boxes went up, minimum order quantities went up. So what this means to a startup is, you know, let's say in the beginning when I could order, I wanted these bronze lids. Mm-hmm. So I could order these lids in a minimum order quantity of, let's just say, 10,000. Great, we can do that. After the pandemic, these companies weren't working with startups anymore, and they were only working with the big people, like pretty much everybody. And that minimum order quantity, even for those lids, went up to 1 million. So it knocks startups off the table. That's what was happening. So, right. So many people, we can't even compete. Like, I can't even order the minimum of so many of these different things. And if you do, when you do smaller orders, the price is really high. So you start to make money on products at scale. Mm-hmm. And so startups have to run on this rate that is super high. It was like, I lost all of my margins. Shipping went up. So all the costs, I was like, well, there goes that. Like, we're literally going to operate with no profit, operate in the red, operate on raising money, which is a lot of what these companies do. That is not how I function well. That does not go well with who I am and my skill set and what I know I'm capable of. And so that was just such a huge, this all happened simultaneously kind of around that time. So it was like blaring, flashing lights, do something different. So when we knew that we had, you know, the margins just had like gone away, I was like, okay, well, let's find another way to upsell or make money if we're still going to do this. This was before we just completely said we're going to turn the ship. And I was like, what goes really well as another product that could be an upsell? And I was like, well, I'm obsessed with hydration packets. I'm slamming four a day. Literally. I was literally having four packets of very salty things every single day.
I haven't gotten my Glossy yet, so I still am doing that. I've just been waiting for my
Glossy.
You
will. You have it now.
I have it now. Thank God.
The day. And I was like, well, if you're drinking, you want to be hydrated and you also want to feel good. And, you know, water gives you, we just know how good hydration is for just everything, mental health, for our skin, for, you know, for all that we do sitting at a desk, everything. And we also are workout people. And I was like, what if I just made a much better hydration packet, or the idea of what this is? And then I thought, but what if we went even further than that? What if this packet, because I actually hate taking pills, I'm just like so over swallowing so many pills. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if this was really about your beauty and wellness routine?
What does that mean to you, self-care?
It was, the first thing was grace. I was not being very nice to myself. I was like, I'm just going to give you my real self-talk in the middle of the night. It was like, you're like a loser. I can't believe you did this. This is like, how irresponsible of you. I can't believe you took all these women's money and now you're going to lose it. Like, it was so intense thinking about, it wasn't just these women's money. I raised it from people I looked up to, and I raised it from girlfriends. I raised it from couples who I knew maybe at the time weren't doing, like, they were doing great in the past and then the pandemic. And I'm like, oh my God, like, maybe they're not doing as well as they were. So I had like, you don't just have one conversation. You have the 54 conversations on top of their person friends. And then you think they're talking about you to their friend. Like, it can really get crazy. And you have to learn to separate from all of that or you'll never make it. And so I find it so insane that, you know, God will give you every single lesson that you need. And I know, I can say this now, like, I know how incredibly powerful I am and the visions that he's given me and the purpose on this planet that I have, but you can get very disconnected from that place. And for me, it was like having grace on myself of, hey, you had the vision, you were brave enough to go and do this. You know, you can still do something. You know that you could turn this around. You just don't know what that is yet. Like, give yourself a hot second. I went back to the place of why I did it and remembering like the intention behind why I did it and having to get back to that place, and just so much nurturing. Like, really, I had to be so kind to myself. I had to stop drinking alcohol for a while because I was waking up in the middle of the night and it was causing me a lot of anxiety. I had to start really eating a lot better because the stress was making me be like, I have no joy, so the only joy I'm going to have is from this wine and food at the end of the night, truthfully. And I started asking for a lot of help from people, like, hey, I need a lot of support. Yeah. Like, I started voice noting you a lot more. It's like,
and I will tell you, from the friend receiving this and watching it and being an investor, I'm an investor in the company too. So I can, you guys that are listening to this are literally listening to both sides of the coin. And I didn't even know that all this was going on. I had absolutely no idea. And I want you to know that, like, when I gave you my money, I was like, I'm not betting on this product product's great. Mm-hmm. I'm betting on Lori.
Yep.
Like I just believe in whatever. So from my standpoint, it was like, you take it and go do whatever. Like a pivot would have been amazing. And when you told me about it, I was like, yes, well, this mm-hmm. is better for me anyways, because I don't drink. I was so excited about it. Like, this is something that I actually like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to use. But being able to be there for you during that time was a really special mm-hmm. time in our friendship. Mm-hmm. And it helped us get so much closer.
It did. I feel like that was where we got to get a lot closer, was being like, hey, I really need you.
This is a really big moment that I want everyone to mm-hmm. listen in, especially women that are listening to this, because I think that sometimes we lose connection with other women because we think that everyone on social media has it all together mm-hmm. because they're not necessarily showing like the real vulnerable stuff, the stuff that's really happening. And we're alone in our shit that's hitting the fan. You're having your sleepless nights. You're telling these terrible things to yourself. And like, you feel like you're alone in it because yeah. it's really easy to see, oh, but she's got this company that's succeeding and this person's doing this and I'm a failure. But when you're able to really connect and tell a girlfriend what's really going on, and we can just be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm also experiencing something, or I can be with you in this space, suddenly it just makes you feel so much less alone and mm-hmm. so much more empowered to move forward. And it connects us. Mm-hmm. It's the realness, the vulnerability that connects us. And our friendship got so much deeper during that time. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were a failure. I thought you were the most courageous, bravest woman that I mm-hmm. ever met in my life. And I'm sitting here right now connecting the dots, looking backwards at mm-hmm. this moment that's like full circle. It's done. It's behind us in hindsight as we have this conversation. And I am in awe of your bravery and like your determination and your mm-hmm. perseverance. And this is everyone, like, this is such a moment in time. If you're listening, like, listen to the whole story. If you're in it right now, if you're in the shit, if you're in that moment that Lori was in, you come out the other side if you mm-hmm. don't stop. And I know that if you have people in your life right now that you can turn to and you can connect with during that time, it's not only is it going to make your relationship with that person deeper, but it's also going to help you go through it. And I'm so grateful that mm-hmm. I got to be in that moment with you and that we get to be on the other side now celebrating it together too.
Oh,
it's so special.
I'm so grateful for you. And I was just sitting here tearing up because it's like the gifts that this has offered me in the form of people. Like, I got so much closer to so many people at this time, you being one of them, who's now just like such an incredible dear friend in so many ways. And, you know, these circles of women that we get to go spend weekends with and have these masterminds with, that I don't think I would have ever even, like, I don't even know if we would have created those if it wasn't for like, oh, we really need to support ourselves when we go to the next level. Like, it is, you need to do things that are next level support if you think you're gonna get to that place. And the woman that I am on the other side of this, like, I just feel like you really can't really mess with me anymore for too long.
You don't even need to say that hesitantly. Like, you like, don't fucking mess with her. Yeah. Okay. Like, she like
we're gonna get this solved.
Yeah.
So
all good.
I've never been more proud of the person that I am now, because I am so resilient. And do things still bother me? Absolutely, I still feel them in the beginning, but does that last very long? No. And so the muscle that I have now is something that I know is what you need when you're in a place running something like this, is I'm able to understand what things are. Like, I can compartmentalize, okay, do we have someone who's upset about something? Okay, what are they really upset about? Okay, I can understand that. Okay, well, this is going to stay here. We're going to work on this later. And now I can go here. And I can also understand that simultaneously in life, even if there's so much going, let's just say there's so much going wrong in the business, because you're going to have days like that. You're going to have months like that sometimes. You also have so much going right in your life. So joy and pain exist in the same lane. Like, they exist on the same highway. They are running parallel to each other every single day of your life. And if you get this lesson, you will have a good life, and you'll also be able to take a lot of risks, and you'll also be able to experience a lot and learn a lot and create really epic things. And the most successful people that I've gotten to talk to, you know, from my podcast, mm-hmm. They all have what I call like crash pads. They have these groups of people who, no matter what, they're going to be loved and accepted by. They are able to take more risks because they have these groups of people. They have these friends like you, who I know I can voice note and be like, oh man, I'm in it right now. Like, I need some love. I need a phone call. I just feel like I'm not sure how I'm going to come back from this one or whatever it is. And so when you look at these groups of people, they're your comeback rate. Like, something that used to take me down for, you know, a week, a month, meaning something bad happens and you're just out. Like, you know those times where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to recover from this. Those are like an hour a day now, maybe, you know, up to a day. But you get over them fast because you call your people and they go, hey, okay, yes, I get it. That's bad. Or I've been through that before. Ooh, that's rough. Like, yeah, that's going to be a tough one to get through, but here's how we're going to get through it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or worst case scenario, I'm going to come on a plane and I'm going to see you, or we're going to spend the weekend together. We're going to solve this, or we're going to do something quick for a fast cash injection, or we're going to, when you have these people, this is what it looks like. And so now in my life, I'm like, I feel bulletproof because of these people. Like, they're going to bring me back so fast from whatever it is that's going to come my way. And so you spend less time living in the fear of worst case scenario, because honestly, if worst case scenario happens to you, good. Like, it's not a bad thing, because worst case scenario will no longer have power over you, and you will have no idea how free you will be on the other side. So I don't know about you, but I've had those moments where it's like, oh my God, what if this happens? What if this horrible thing happens? What if I, you know, lose all these people money, or this fails? Okay, well, I've already been there.
Yep.
And I can tell you, it gets better if you can get through it. Like,
100%.
Your life will only get exponentially better, because now I don't make decisions from what if. Now I make decisions from a creative place, mm-hmm. from an abundant place, from a what could work, from like, what is that big vision? And that's the place that you want to try to get to. So for anybody fearing worst case scenario, if you have people, it will never take you down. Yeah, for a little while, but it's not going to be long. And then you're going to come back so much stronger and have proof that you can get through anything.
And even if you don't have people in your life like that yet, mm-hmm. the thing that I'm actually hearing from you is that you have been through all of those difficult scenarios and you got to the other side, mm-hmm. with or without people. You did that.
Yeah.
You did that. You got yourself to the other side. You thought of the Titanic vision. You thought of shifting gears. You thought of the pivot, and then you had the courage to go and do it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people sit and they're like, they have the idea, but then they just give up and they don't have the courage to do it. And you pushed past. So you, on your own, without anybody else, created that confidence within yourself. Mm-hmm. Because every single time you do the uncomfortable thing, you have the really difficult scenario and you push through and you get to the other side, you prove to yourself what you're made of.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing that comes your way, you're like, I did that already.
Mm-hmm.
You did that for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a lot of amazing friends along the way and you're really grateful, but I want the person that's listening, and you're really blessed and all of that, but the person that's listening that might not have those people yet.
Yep.
They're there for you. Read Lori's book, mm-hmm. because it talks about how to create those relationships. But you have it within you, as long as you can trust yourself to move through all those difficult situations. By doing them, you grow more confident over time.
And I love that you're talking about so I really want to point out to anyone listening, like, the why it's important to keep pushing through and not just go backward, like go back to the thing,
important.
The safety thing.
Yes.
Because I think something that I have been able to do, and that you guys can all learn how to do, is that when I was in the point of, okay, what if I just like call it quits, give whatever money back that we have and say, yeah, we failed. A woman starting a company, like, you know, we didn't make it. I'm so sorry. I thought I was going to be the one to show you this dream is possible. And no, it's not. And I was like, that's not the message that I ever want to deliver to these women, because it was like so much opened up for them. And it was like, wait, we could do anything we want. Wait, we could have a product company too. Like, we could go in. I never even put that on the table for me. And so what I did, or what I've kind of done on my journey that I didn't even realize I was doing, was I would always say, okay, let's fast forward to like 2 years. If I just call it quits, I've always been able to, like, you know, future cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, so I go back to, I'm going to like write a book. Okay, well, now you've lost company, so that book's going to be interesting. So maybe it could be, you know, about, oh, what's it like to start something and fail and you still love yourself on the other side? Okay, but I don't really want to write another book again, and that's absolutely not what I want to be writing about. Okay, scratch that, not doing it. And then you go down the road of, okay, well, I could go back to just like courses and events because that was great. Okay, but your soul during that was not super happy and you knew that there was a lot more. So at the end of the day, no matter what route you go back to, you're going to wake up doing that thing going, oh, there's more. You're going to end up in the exact same spot. So you might as well push through the hard stuff because you're going to wind up there again anyway. So I was like, wait, I'm literally going, if I sit, call this one quits, what I'm going to do is go start another thing that's going to have the same hard problems. So you have to push through no matter what. And it takes a lot longer than people think. You have to fall in love with the journey. Like, I am now absolutely in love with the journey and the challenges, because the challenges are what make you proud on the other side. Like, the challenges that I get to solve every day and go, damn, that sucked. And wow, I really don't go to bed anymore not being proud of myself. That is like a next level experience that I hope people can get to, but you can only get there if you really start to understand how important challenges are in your life.
Knowing this now, and then I want to talk about Glossy because like there's a happy ending to this story. Knowing everything that you know now, sitting here, what would you say to Lori when that day when you're like, we lost our margins, we have to get rid of this company, and you were in the darkest moment in time, what would you now say to her, knowing everything that you know now?
What I always knew, but I was covering up, is you know what to do. Like, you just, we always know what to do. Jen, we always know what to do. We just, it's not going to be clear right away, but we know what to do. We need to start listening and asking and getting back to what works for you. Like, getting back to when you heard that voice on that run to go and do that thing. Back to when you went to dinner with that group of women who were next level and you just felt invincible. Go back and create that dinner again. Go back on that run. Go back and eat that healthy food. Go and do those. We are constantly being spoken to with our next step and direction, or we're listening to a podcast that tells, reach out to this woman, she's got your answer. Or reach out to that woman, you know she has this friend who could answer this question. Like, we know what to do. We're just scared of taking the step because it's going to require confidence in everything we do. Or it's going to require not even confidence because you don't have it. It requires bravery. And so you just have to take that next brave step. So that's what I would have told myself, is just like, you know what to do. Stop pretending like you don't. Stop giving away your power and looking for experts to like try to give your power away to. Like, just listen in and go get the help that you need.
I love it. Tell us now about Glossy. So you pivot.
Yeah.
You turn the ship. You have this idea to create this skincare you can drink, this electrolyte packet, this this thing that you drink four of them a day anyways, and make it better and make it awesome. And I want to talk about going from idea to like actual product, like thought to thing. It has a name. It has like a really awesome tagline. Like, how did you start the creative juices, and how did you start immediately shifting gears as fast as you did? Because you went pretty fast.
Yes.
Because time's money in this scenario.
So the woman, the alcohol expert who was like, you know, you could pivot. She, I had already had the idea of like a hydration packet. We had already talked about it for an upsell. And she had ended up, we ended up spending some time together, and she said, hey, have you ever thought of a hydration packet? I'm like, actually, yes. She's like, I know this guy who you could talk to or connect with. And so what ended up happening is that opened the conversation. I would book calls all the time. If I felt something or someone gave me like a breadcrumb, I was like, great, can I book just a call to see what that could look like? And then I also had another girlfriend who had a product company that I started asking questions about. And then what ended up happening is another person that we had invested in their product company was able to finally help me start to connect with a formulator that I used, the formulator that they used for all of their incredible products. And then I also knew they did some other incredible products. So I was like, great, I would love to be in that product suite of, you know, people that also got to create products with them because they had really awesome products. And so I end up connecting there. You can go and do something that I've learned is like, you guys, it's so much easier to go and do a discovery call, or even like, okay, what's the minimum that we can, you know, play with this? What could we, how could we get like a a sample of a product. Like, let's just see what this could look like. And so just get on calls, ask questions, be like, okay, what's the minimum that I could do? What's the lowest cost that I could enter this for, just to start like playing? And so we ended up going with this team and formulating, and I found a name that I really, really liked in the beginning. You guys, oh my gosh. So this was initially called H2 Glow.
Yeah.
And you have to just get the names and start. Like, it's kind of like a book title. You have a working yep. book title when you're writing a book, but where a lot of people get stuck, or a podcast, right? They're like, I can't launch it yet. I don't have the name. I'm like, no, take the working title. So the working title was H2 Glow. Loved it. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We got the trademark, spent all this money on the website. And so as the trademarks are, you have the trademark, but what happens is, like, throughout time, all of these different kind of trademarks come up, or people, we were pivoting. That was what it was. Okay. I'm like, why did this go wrong? Okay. Because H2 Glow was first going to be just hydration. Like, that was the very first like concept. We wanted to, as we started to formulate, we're like, oh, we want to be in the skin and beauty space. Like, mm-hmm. we really love this space. We love what it's going to, like, what it's doing for us. We love it for goals. We love it for margins. We love it for all of the reasons. So when we went and trademarked under that, like, put that name under there, there was another company mm-hmm. that was H2 Glow. She's been around forever. Like, didn't look at that because we weren't in beauty. And so at the very last minute, like before we went to print, I had to think of another name in 1 week. No, it took me months to come up with the first name. And I was like, how is this ever going to happen? And I had learned so much at that point that I'm like, okay, for trademarks, you kind of want to, like, everything is taken. You need to make up a name. And so I just went into like hardcore think mode, ChatGPT, sat down, like thinking.
I was going to ask you if you used AI.
I used AI mm-hmm. to help make up the name. And this one just kept coming through to me. I'm like, I love it. And here's why I love it. Like, yeah. number one, it's glow. So it was still like about your skin and just like your glow up and being mm-hmm. unapologetic about your glow up. And, you know, the whole thing with Glossy is to give your routines a glow up.
Yeah.
And it felt so much bigger than one product. That's how I was starting to feel. I'm like, yeah. We're like really on to something. And so Glossy felt like a big umbrella of a lot of products underneath it. And so it turned out, like, in that moment, that felt so horrible. Like, here we are again. I can't believe I just sent the investor letter with the name, and now I have to go and tell them the name changed. I just feel like a fool throughout these letters, you know? I'm like, that writing those letters is a journey in and of itself. Like, oh my gosh, so crazy. So we changed the name and we're really clear on what we are now. Like, that didn't come until the very end, mm-hmm. like the messaging, the clarity on exactly what this product is, on the name, all of the things. And so you have to just start, and it all came together like so beautifully at the end.
Start before you're ready.
Mm-hmm,
totally. Ideas don't come out fully formed. You have to act for them to happen. Okay. So, I mean, we could keep talking about this forever mm-hmm. and ever, but I just first want to acknowledge your courage in this mm. conversation. This is the real story that people don't really know was happening behind the scenes. And those of you that are listening that feel like you have an idea and you're just paralyzed because you feel like you have to have it completely clear and like the end sparkly, perfectly finished before you can start, please look and re-listen to this again, because this started as a alcoholic beverage, non-alcoholic mm-hmm. beverage, wine spritzer that ended up not working out. And you having like an existential crisis, essentially, like depression completely. Moment, and it turning into this beautiful product that we have sitting here, and it's here and you guys can get it. Mm-hmm. So the link to get it is in the show notes mm-hmm. to get Glossy. You can buy it now and you can drink four of these a day. Yes.
Well, we recommend two.
Okay, recommend two.
Only because there's zinc, and once in a while people with zinc, if you take too much zinc, like it can irritate your stomach, but not most people.
Yeah. Okay. So what's just really quick before we end the show, I want you to tell everybody what's in it, mm-hmm. why it's good for you, why we should all be drinking it. Let's talk about the product.
Okay. So we have a clinically studied probiotic, which is so exciting. It has 30 clinical studies on it, which is really, wow. really cool. So it was created to survive the trip to your gut. And also we can use this delivery system because it withstands heat as well with manufacturing. So it's just a really cool way that you can now take a probiotic from a stick pack. Normally it was like you know, you have to refrigerate, or it's these special capsules or whatever that is. So we're really excited about this particular ingredient because it is helps with immunity. It helps with recovery. You know, there's something called the gut and skin axis. So like what we are able to digest and what we're also able to absorb, like we know this, it all, what you eat all affects your skin. So mm-hmm. if you can help with your gut and digestion, that's really going to also help obviously with everything, but also your skin. So there's so many things that it does. Like there'll be so much fun, just emails and education on all of it. And then we have hyaluronic acid, which is so great for like holding water in your skin, which is like gonna make you glowy, gonna make like all of the beautiful things. Right now, a lot of people use topical hyaluronic acid, but ingesting it is showing some pretty cool stuff. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. We have vitamin C, which is huge. I did not know before starting this company. So when we were doing this together, we had our incredible formulator and he's like, well, you have to put vitamin C in it. It's so important for your skin. Your body can't produce its own collagen without vitamin C.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So you actually have to supplement vitamin C because we don't make vitamin C, obviously. But for collagen synthesis in your body, you have to have vitamin C present.
Interesting.
I know. Isn't that cool? We've got magnesium. We've got zinc. We've got prickly pear, which has like prebiotic fiber in it. And that's been, it's the actual name for prickly pear is Nepal cactus. So that one's been around for historically like treating different things, but you can go read about what that one does. And we have coconut water powder and I think I said magnesium. Yes.
Well, I'm personally unbelievably excited. You all should be too. Again, go to the link in the show notes to grab your Glossy. When they order, do they get a water bottle like this?
Yeah, if you do the starter kit, okay. You get the water bottle. You get the free stainless steel water bottle. You get free shipping and you get your 30 count box. And then we'll use code Jen as
okay.
well.
Jen
so
is
go
the
to
code.
The show notes, but Jen will be the code.
Use the code Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lori,
and we're going to give you 15% discount.
So. Oh, yeah. 15% discount for code Jen.
Yep.
Please use that. All right. Everybody share this episode if you loved it. I mean, I have a feeling that this is going to be something really powerful for a lot of people. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I learned a lot today. I'm motivated and inspired. As always, every time I talk to you, I'm so grateful for you, friend. I'm so blessed to be on this journey with you. And I'm really grateful that we now get to share all of the learnings that we have together with the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's just, it fuels my soul for other people to get to like learn from people like you that I got to learn from for so long. And now I get to sit here and have conversations with you. And now you guys get to listen in. So I hope you loved it. Share it with a friend. Share on social. Tag Lori. Tag me. And I'll see you next time on the Jen Gottlieb Show.
I love you. You're amazing. Bye, guys.
I love you. A huge congratulations are in order to some awesome, awesome, awesome people who helped with the relaunch of the Jen Gottlieb Show. So those of you who don't know, we had a really cool extra special giveaway for the glow up, the relaunch, the rebrand of the podcast. And y'all are so awesome. We crushed it. The podcast hit top 10. So it hit number 10 in all of entrepreneurship in podcasts, all podcasts. Unreal. And I know we're just at the beginning. We're going to keep skyrocketing up from there. But y'all helped me do this. So the most important thing, though, about the whole thing is not about how high we got on the rankings. It was that you loved the episodes. And we're going to keep pumping out really incredible content just for you. So thank you for your shares. Thank you for your DMs about how much you loved it. Thank you for your reviews, all of your support. You guys are amazing. I'm so unbelievably grateful for you. And without further ado, here are the winners of the giveaway for the relaunch. Drumroll. First place. Gets an all-access ticket to our upcoming event in May, Build Your Brand Live. All access. This is the top-tier ticket, and this goes to Isabel. Isabel, you know who you are. We're not sharing last names. You will get a reach out from my team to get your all-access pass, and I will see you in Atlanta in May. Second place goes to Robert. Robert, you won a general admission ticket plus a signed copy of my Be Seen book. Can't wait to see you at Build Your Brand Live in May, May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Atlanta, Georgia. You get a free general admission ticket and a book to bring with you. See you there. Third place, this person is going to get a 10-minute interview on Get Ready With Me, my Instagram Live that I do daily. I'm so excited to do this with this person because I know who you are, girl. Kelly Lynn. Kelly Lynn, you will get an outreach from my team so that we can schedule that and you can be a special guest on Get Ready With Me. So exciting.
Fourth place is going to get a signed copy of my book, Be Seen, plus a really super cute Be Seen beanie, a hat, just in case you don't know what a beanie is. And that goes to Naomi. Naomi, thanks so much for entering the giveaway, for sharing the podcast. I so appreciate you. And last but not least, fifth place gets a Be Seen beanie and a signed copy of my Be Seen book. So I guess this is a tie for fourth place. That person is Colleen. Colleen, thank you so much. Y'all, you are the best. And to everybody else who helps support the show, who continues to help support the show, I'm so grateful for you. I promise to continue to do my very best to give you the best content that there is. And thanks for following along. Please keep sharing the show, the Jen Gottlieb Show, with the people that you love. And stay tuned for more exciting episodes. Congratulations to the